I went to see Velma. She owns a bar called Velma's. She hears things, but it's not easy to get it out of her.
You know I hate gossip.
Yeah, but you must have heard something about the Dopplers.
I've seen the paintings.
What do you think?
I find them disturbing. Why? What do you think?
I don't like them.
They're optical illusions.
But people sit and meditate on those paintings.
So they see things that we don't.
Don't you have a degree in art history or something?
What do you want, Danny? My life history? Here it is in four words. Big ideas, small results.
Barbara Stanwyck, Clash by Night.
That was easy.
What do you know about that guy Rambo? I heard he has a cult he calls the Doppler Effect.
I don't know, Danny. Do you believe he's involved?
I believe everything, and I believe nothing.
Do you suspect he's the catnapper?
I suspect everyone, and I suspect no one.
Will you get that for me, Chief Inspector?
Hello? Am I? I am Chief Inspector Boyi. Are you? Wait. Wait. And the same to you. Swine.
Danny, if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah?
Mr. Boy?
Valencia.
I found who owns Sylvester. They were happy to hear we have him.
Good.
If it's all right, I'll come to Saratoga, pick him up, and bring him back to Gloversville.
When?
Tomorrow, or around noon.
Okay.
Can we have lunch together?
Sure.
See you then.
Right about then, I was walking past the Uncommon Ground. It's a coffee shop on Broadway. There's always a few classy motorcycles parked in front.
Hey, how are they hanging, Danny Boy?
Standing alongside a sleek black BMW was Charlie Beeks.
So how's the cat caper going?
It's so-so.
Yeah, I saw your video. Hey, who's the little chickadee?
Some little kid. She was helping.
Well, she was doing all the tough stuff.
How do you know about this?
Someone sent me a link.
Who?
They didn't say.
How'd they get your email?
Oh, Danny, come on, man. We're all being videoed. I mean, there are even surveillance cameras watching the streets of Saratoga. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
You know that stuff about Snowden and his leaks to The Guardian about the NSA and how they're spying on every one of us? Do you know what's really going on?
I never really do.
Well, they're getting ready for the day we start picking up bricks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The rich are getting richer, the middle class is barely hanging on, and the poor are screwed. Our political system is owned and run by and for the rich. We all know that, right?
Do we?
Look, what the news won't tell anyone because they're too scared or too stupid, the reason the National Security Agency is getting billions, billions of dollars to collect and store all this stuff on all of us, they're preparing for the day we won't take it anymore.
The day we start throwing bricks.
Yeah, and they'll know exactly who you are and where you are. Am I right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Damn right. Well, have a nice day, Danny Boy.
Yeah?
Mr. Boyer.
What's up?
Madam Milhouse has received another call from the alleged catnapper.
What's he want?
1,000 euros.
In exchange for what?
For Madam's kitty.
He doesn't have it.
He says he knows who does and they will accept 1,000 euros in exchange for kitty.
It's a sucker's game.
Mr. Boyer, listen to me. I'm willing to take the chance. I want to get my kitty back.
I'd bet 1,000 euros he doesn't have your kitty.
Except that I don't have 1,000 euros.
He wants you to deliver the ransom.
Not at night, not in the rain, not out there in Gloversville.
It's during the day.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Mechanicville.
Mechanicville? What's down there? Is there anything down there?
They're old factories.
Will you do it, Danny?
Yeah, sure, euros. But I still say it's a scam.
I'm willing to take the chance.
The exchange is to happen tomorrow.
Did he say where?
You'll call back with specifics. You are to come here, pick up the ransom, then be in Mechanicville no later than 4 p.m.
Except no substitutes?
Beg pardon?
Never mind.